Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stephen Cool is here. Stephen is a good friend of mine, and he's about to become a good friend of yours. He's going to become a member of our Brain Trust today because we've asked him to join us and to keep us educated on and bring us up to date on the whole financial industry, especially the area of Main Street banking and the services and everything that are being provided. Stephen is he's responsible for the financial institutions and strategic partners for Western Union Business Solutions, and that includes community banks, credit unions, and their affiliates. He's been doing this for a long time, and we're glad he's hanging out with us. Stephen, cool. Welcome to the show.
My appreciation, Jim. My appreciation for that warm welcome.
Well, we're glad you're here. Of course, you and I've known each other a long time, and it's good to have you. It's good to have you on the show finally, Stephen. One of the things that my audience knows is what an unapologetic, vociferous, unabashed, obnoxious supporter of community banks I am. The leadership at ICBA calls me their biggest champion who isn't a banker. And it's true. I believe that the future of small business is going to depend, the health of the future of small business is going to depend largely on the condition of the community bank and the credit union industries. And I'd like to know what your thoughts are on that.
Well, first and foremost, Jim, I share your passion and advocation with respect to community banks and credit unions. That is a focal point of what I do day in, day out. Indeed, my area of concentration, almost without exception, on a daily basis, is working with community bankers in credit unions around the United States. First and foremost, to really position them to be successful, especially in the realm of international payments, foreign exchange, related trade, et cetera. And, the reason I am so passionate about that is really it is integral, and you touched on this, to the ongoing vitality and relevance, the very existence, I think, of community bank and credit union around the United States. And I do believe that vitality and the diversity that we have built into that system of community banks and credit unions is so very, very important, along with the diversity goes stability in my mind, and
right,
and a healthy, stable financial system. But a lot of times people around the country, including all too common, even executives within community banks and credit unions, don't take into consideration what is happening globally and the absolute integralness of international in that equation.
Well, one of the things that I've seen in my career, I've gone from where the community bank was a sleepy little business in sleepy little towns across America, and they could literally almost tie up with a rope their world with their customers and their depositors and all that sort of thing, but that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it, Steve? Because today the reality is that almost every business customer they have, and maybe even many of their depositors who aren't necessarily in business, are have international activity, and it's not just international, but it's a multifaceted requirement that every community bank and credit union has to be relevant to a more global customer, don't they?
Without a doubt, Jim, the phenomenon that small business, especially, is really the powerhouse, I would contend, with respect to international trade and goods and services, is a phenomenon that's probably unrecognized or underappreciated at a minimum, within community banks and credit unions. So to take a step back, we know that roughly the U.S. accounts for about 25% of world GDP, a big, mm-hmm. big part of the pie. You know, within that, our trade to GDP, depending on what year and source you're looking at, is anywhere close to, upper 20s to 30%. So it's a significant part of our GDP. But underlying that, when you look at the 300 and some odd thousand of registered companies around the United States that are involved, for example, in exporting, and, of course, exporting is a major part of our growth engine, mm-hmm. 97 to 98% of those entities are small businesses, not
right.
large.
That's right.
So that is a significant component.
Well, and I'll tell you something else, and we're talking macro here, folks. We're going to, in the next segment, I'm going to have Stephen get into the micro a little bit and talk about some of the specific ways that these things happen. But, Stephen, as I'm going to talk in my next interview with a China expert, as we are speaking today, right this minute, if not talking, they're scheduled to talk today again in negotiating trade deals with China. The United States is, Stephen, and you can't tell me the way this thing is going and with the news of the day, what's happened with the news of the day, I think that's going to give more leverage to the United States in these negotiations. You can't tell me that as if this trade agreement gets improved, gets done in a way that is truly fair, that really does reset the table and to make our relationship with China on a more level playing field all the way across the different elements, you can't tell me that that's not going to do anything but cause that sector you just described to explode. I believe the U.S. economy has never seen the kind of growth that we will have if we can get these trade deals done, including the North American one. What do you think?
I concur in full, Jim. There's undoubtedly been an ongoing trend where there's been, whether it's in the form of both hidden, soft barriers to international trade and goods and services, or more flagrant violations. We all know things like violations of intellectual property,
right,
et cetera. But I would concur in full. And this is an area that would definitely like to tie in the community bank and credit union, because
and that's what we're going to do when we come back after the break. We're going to tie all that up into what some of those opportunities might look like, specific opportunities. And what are the tools that you need to be able to accomplish that? And what do your banks need to be offering you to help you with? 20F, right back with Stephen Poole. He's with Western Union.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.